Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Minnesota Twins take 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays at Target Field over the weekend. After a 12-0 thrashing on Saturday, they win 5-4 on Sunday. The Twins score 2 in the second and 2 in the fourth thanks to Josh Donaldson as he finished the day with 3 RBI on the day with 2 hits. And Charlie Barnes, in his third career start, did pretty well as he went 5 innings deep, only allowed 3 hits and 1 earned run and no walks. In the bullpen, continuing to hold the four down here in mid-August as they only allow 2 earned runs, 4 hits and 3 walks as the Twins hold on to win. The Twins host the Indians tonight as it'll be Griffin Jacks on the bump for the Twins. He has pitched in 9 games, has a record of 3-1, and an ERA of 5.45. And as for the Indians, it'll be Quantrill on the mound for the Tribe. Quantrill has pitched in 32 games this season, has a record of 3-2, and an ERA of 3.13 in 97 and 2/3 innings pitched. The Minnesota Vikings lose in blowout style on Saturday as they lose 33-6 against the Denver Broncos. Jake Browning got the start for the Vikes as he went 5-for-10 with 31 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. As for Kellen Mond, he came in relief, went 6-for-16 with 53 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. A.J. Rose was the star of the day as he went for 25 carries for 100 yards, and Amir Abdullah also was in there for 5 carries for 29 yards. The Vikings host the Colts next on Saturday, 7 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. Jalen Nowell continues to have a fantastic start to his summer league as he goes for 26 points in the T-Wolves' 99-96 win in overtime over the Philadelphia 76ers. Nathan Knight also goes for 19 in this game. Jaden McDaniels also having a fantastic summer. The center goes for 15 points and 7 boards, and Brian Bowen II goes for 14 points. The T-Wolves will host the Pelicans coming up on Tuesday at 6:30 at the Cox Pavilion in Las Vegas on NBA TV. This is Jared Sleppy with your sports for NewsDakota.com.